Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Congratulations to class of 2018. You have made it to 2019. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. For the new year, the change, we're going to change the website to radicalhealthsolutions.net. After 25 years, this is my conclusion. We got to get radical for 2019. Perhaps you'll join me and get radical. You're going to need to. All right, it's 2019. We're thinking New Year's resolution. What are we going to do differently this year that's better for us that we didn't do last year, even though we tried and perhaps we failed? That's the story of life. We try, we fail, we get up, we try again. In the end, you want more success than failure, then you're ready to go to the next transition. That's it in a nutshell. So what's the new year? 2019. I remember being a kid in 1984 was the big year. I remember being a kid, teenager, grammar school, remember? 1984. Orwell's prediction that something big would happen. Well, you know, the truth is something big did happen. It didn't happen in one calamitous event, though. It's been happening little by little by little by little by little. See the great motion picture film? You probably already have, The Matrix. Welcome 2019. We're about there. We're hitting the critical mass point. And what that means and what's so relevant about 2019 is this, and from my perspective in medicine, it's extremely relevant. All you do when you work with sick people is watch little children as you trace the backgrounds, the life stories of your patients. All you do is deal really with little children who had their creative fire put out, snuffed out. Somewhere along the line, that happy little boy, that happy little girl, that kid filled with dreams and passions, imagination running rampant, has it snuffed out. Somebody, something, someone, the devil, your parents, in the name of love, innocent insults, destroying your creative force. Somewhere along the line, the collective effect of all those moments that tell you, that little kid, that you can't, that it won't, that you may not, ends up creating or producing a creatively vacant adult, someone with just a vague sense of what the most passionate expression actually is. From the standpoint, from my standpoint in medicine, welcome 2019, everybody's got a purpose. There's a purpose there for everybody. I don't care if you deliver pizza for a living. I don't care if you're a gardener. I don't care if you're a ditch digger. It doesn't matter if you're president. It doesn't matter. Everybody's come here for a reason. The key is to find out what reason. Helen Keller, I always use that example. Helen Keller came here to find out that at 99 years old, being born blind and deaf, having a mentor, that before she died, I think, what was it, the day before she died, or the day she died, or the week she died, the year, she said the word apple. Blind and deaf, and she says the word apple. That's what she came here to do. That's the Academy Award. We all come here for the Academy Award. Each Academy Award is for a different act, a different demonstration of self, a different fulfillment of purpose. And that's what the new year really brings, an opportunity to redefine, to consolidate, to focus on what your act of purpose really is, and then fulfilling that wonderful act of purpose. Problem, you're living in the past. You think it's 2019. It's not 2019. It's 1940 or 1950 or 1960 or 65. It's whatever day or time frame your creative force started to die. It's an event or a single event. It's a moment or a year or a decade. But the point is, collectively, the summation of all those hits leaves you creatively vacant. So what's your New Year's resolution? A series of acts to bring you to your higher creator self, creative self? You've got to come to terms with your demon. You've got a devil in you. And I kid you not, no matter who you are, dying of a brain tumor, living with low back pain, or just wanting to start a second career, it doesn't matter. There is a devil there. I have no better choice of words than to use the word devil. There is a devil there that doesn't want you to have your day. Welcome 2019. It's the year you're going to deal with your demon. You're going to deal with your demon. And what I mean is, if you'll indulge yourself, if you'll give yourself the benefit of introspection, of reflection, if you'll go back in time three-dimensionally to feel your pain, for a very good reason, to reenact, to relive, to go through what once you suffered from, and have sought liberation from, really and truly, from the day your skin was pierced. That's what it is to deal with your demon. Now, there's a methodology behind that. There really is. I'm not being poetic, or I'm not being ethereal. I'm not even being psychological. If you have an interest in health, if you have an interest in radiant life, if you have an interest in a better 2019, you're going to have to deal with it. So what does that mean? All right, I'll put it in more graphic terms. There's a little boy and two parents. And one day the little boy, at the age of 3, comes home and finds out his mother's not there. She's gone. Now, if we freeze frame it and speed it up to 40, 50, 60 years later, that little boy is still dealing with that trauma. It's in his being. It's in his choices. It's in what he considers the day-to-day of his life. Everything he does, he's still there. And use your imagination and just create the multitude of scenarios. Perhaps create the series of scenarios as it relates to you that effectively did the same thing to you that it did to that little boy. And what I'm saying to you is it put out your creative flame. You're a college graduate. You don't know what you want to do. You think you know what you want to do, and you try to do it. You try to do what you think you know you want to do, and you find out you can't. Once you find out you can't, you don't. Or you do, but you do it halfway. Then you're 50. Now you're starting to get afraid. Because your worst fears are coming true. And those fears have to do with the fact that what you thought you were here for, hoped you were here for, isn't what you're here for. In other words, your life's been a series of broken dreams. That's most people, my friends. That's the devil. If the devil does have minion on this plane, it works right there. He is there to make sure you never have your Helen Keller day. And when you trace it, it goes back, all the way back to that little boy. What's your little boy story? Because that's really what you want to focus on. the liberation of. And that is a very, very real moment. That is a very, very real moment. When you go through a series of purgatives, a series of purges in the interest of liberating yourself from that creative burden. I'm going to call it a creative burden. I'm going to call your brain tumor a creative burden. I'm going to call your autoimmune disease a creative burden. I'm going to call your low back pain a creative burden. I'm going to call your knee pain a creative burden. I'm going to call the infection in your vaginal canal or your bladder or your prostate that you can't get rid of a creative burden. Yes, I am. And you are going to listen. You're going to listen. And you're going to get off this nonsense that you swallow every day, all over YouTube, all over the radio waves, all over TV, that Dr. Oz and some herbal supplement are going to fix that. You're going to stop doing that for 2019. The lies, in the end, will defeat you. And if you can't see your future, your liberation from your suffering, your resolution to your symptomology, your cure for your disease related specifically to this, you are not thinking straight, my friend. So I ask you to consider for 2019 what I'm saying. Now, this is not an original thought on my part. Ignatius Loyola, the founder of the Jesuit order, was a playboy. He's actually from a Jewish family. He wasn't born Jewish, but his lineage was Judaic. He was a converso, which back then in the Middle Ages in Spain were Jews who were forced to become Catholics or die. And they did. He was a converso. He was a Sephardic Jew that converted. And his family had money, and he was a playboy. And like some of the playboys, he went to the Middle East to go after the Muslims and the Assassins. You know, he was a crusader, and he got part of his leg blown off. He came back a gimp. He was a cripple. He wasn't the man about town. He wasn't the big man on campus anymore. He wasn't the stud. And it blew his mind, and he went into seclusion. The story goes, his own story, by his own admission, goes that for 2 years he lived in the caves. And in whatever happened during those 2 years, he became Ignatius Loyola. He was given, rather than living his life just, you know, a self-indulgent, sycophantic, pretentious, entitled playboy, he was given a direction in life from God. And that was to spread the word of God, as he saw it. And that was the beginning of the Jesuit order. And I'll skip a lot of the history behind it, but he got into all sorts of conflict with the Vatican, but he was so darn good at what he did, spreading the word, that he created the Jesuit order. My point to you is, he created the spiritual exercises. The spiritual exercises is one fine example in history of an individual creating a series of exercises so you can liberate yourself from the same thing that little boy has to liberate himself from. And he was so good at it. And the spiritual exercises were so renowned and remarkable and effective that he created the Jesuit order. Guess what? It's called meeting your demon. You meet your demon. You summon up your demon and you meet it. We see this in mythology. All the Joseph Campbell hero stuff. Think of the Lord of the Rings. Remember in the first Lord of the Rings, Gandalf the Grey is fighting that big monster. Remember that? Gandalf the Grey, at the end of Lord of the Rings 1, Elijah Wood, Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings. At the end of it, the last scene, he's fighting this thing, this demon. It was frightening. And the next sequel, Lord of the Rings 2, Gandalf the Grey reappears as Gandalf the White. He came from his burdened, shackled existence into his potentiated self. He rose from the dead. Think of Jesus. Jesus was not Jesus until he liberated himself from his human facet. The human in him, the fear in him. What's the agony in the garden? It's the man in him, right? Ironic. Jesus is God. At the same time, Jesus is scared. That doesn't add up. It does, because it's the human facet of Christ. And through the suffering, he liberates himself, rises from the dead. And that's the story. We see this everywhere. We're reminded of this all the time. And this is really what each new year should bring, your great moment. Go out and get your own personalized Academy Award this year for 2019. That's what it's about. Loyola is an example of a guy that created a methodology. And the point of the show is not the methodology of Loyola. But you want to know what healing is? And this is bizarre. I believe it completely. And yet it's still bizarre to me. That's what healing is. It's your own personal resurrection. You have been brought here to liberate yourself from what that little boy suffers from, specific to you. You must find that exercise. You must find it. You must, specific to you. What is it? What is it? How can you stage it? How can you create it? What set of circumstances can you put yourself within to produce that liberating effect? Do you need to be stoned, mocked, beaten? Do you need to be strung up on a cross and have nails put through your body? Have yourself and your family mocked? Do you need to be brought close to the brink of death? To have your Helen Keller moment? To liberate yourself from your burden? Well, you want to know the truth? You do. You do. It's going to feel that way. It's going to feel something like that. It really is. And yet, our culture is absolutely ignorant of this. Ignorant. Do not say you understand in your experience. Because most likely you don't. The culture is supposed to encapsulate this into a strategy. It was called rites of passage. Rites of passage. We don't really have a rites of passage. We don't. And you can't have a rites of passage. War. Being drafted. Going into the armed services. Fighting for your country. For people that like to kill, your natural born killers, and there are many, that's not rites of passage. That's desert. It's an excuse. A legally sanctioned excuse to pull the trigger of a gun. That's not rites of passage for some people. For others it is. Talk to Nam, Vietnam veterans. Some of them went. I've had Vietnam veterans sit across from me, now they're in their 70s, and say, Vietnam was the best thing that ever happened to me. I've had people say that to me. And I know people who went to Nam. They put a gun in their hands, and these guys, they just defecated down their leg and were court-martialed. They wouldn't fight. They couldn't. One man's dessert is another man's poison and vice versa. Really, the culture needs to respect what I'm talking about, bringing up your demons specific to you. Because it's not simple. Your issue may be, how about this? Those of you out there, you introverts, those of you who talk little, Those of you who keep your feelings hidden away in a vault, never exposing who you really are. Well, okay, hypothetically, here's your demon. I want you to go to the comedy club in L.A. Go to Comedy Central on Sunset. You got to do 1 month of stand-up comedy every single night. And let yourself be booed and jeered and insulted because you stink at it. Without using much imagination, each and every one of you can create your own spiritual exercise. Do you know that a healing is a methodology to which you will be brought to your demon? As you purge, as you stretch, as you cleanse, as you cross-fiber, as you engage all 397 shows, RadicalHealthSolutions.net. As you engage as many of those acts as you can, you will be brought to your demon. Your demon will come to you in pure focus. It may be the day you walk into your office, sit down with your boss, and enumerate the reasons that you need the raise you need, or the attenuation of your environment that you need, or you're gone. It may be the day you go home and have a conversation with a loved one you needed to have your entire life but never did. It may be the day you go home and pick up and leave the neighborhood. It may be the day you organize your papers. It may be the day you drop all that body fat. We call it a New Year's resolution. What a concept. There's a concept. There's something to take home for 2019. There's something to take from show 397. But I'm telling you this. I am telling you this. The road is tricky. You don't have your demon. That little boy, how he's supposed to recreate his spiritual exercise, is not clear. You don't know what it is. The difference between self-deprecation after an incident like that and the exercise of illumination, the difference between self-deprecation and the exercise of illumination, that difference is not clear. The prerequisite to summoning up the demon, the prerequisite to the act that will liberate your life force, the prerequisite to that is what we call health. And the failure of that is what you call your symptom or your disease. Now go ahead. Go on the other sites today. Listen to the other shows. Go to your holistic practitioner and tell them about your symptom and ask them to give you the tests and the drugs, or the surgeries, or the herbs, or the flushes, or whatever. And in the name of health and healing, let the healing begin. Go ahead and do that. And then ask yourself, relative to this show today, ask yourself why you're spinning in circles. The roots of all the healing traditions from the beginning of time were trying to tell you what I'm telling you today. They really and truly were. There's lots of different words to describe what I'm talking about today. And people are making their attempts in probably less eloquent ways to come to terms with what I'm talking to you about today. But from my vantage point, it's always amazing to me that we just can't link our lupus, our cancer, our heart disease, our arthritis, our schizophrenia, our senility. It's amazing to me we can't link the symptom to this very same story. disease, symptomology, chronic illness, comes from creative depression. And health is about the process through which you liberate creatively. In hidden terms, in subtle ways, we're being told this all the time. And if we were understanding it, holistic medicine would change in a second. How many of my colleagues, and I speak to you, my colleagues today, I feel for you as I feel and have felt for myself, working with people, herbs and cleanses and this and that and the other thing, and basically you're just dealing with that little boy. But we don't have a culture that really supports this. We don't. Because in the end, if you pull the rug out, making this clear, you just open Pandora's box. We don't have a culture to accommodate this. We have fragment teachings. We have fragments of all of this. We're fragmented. We're not cohesive. Holistic medicine is not cohesive. Allopathic medicine is not cohesive. There may be a beginning, there may be a middle, and there may be an end, but none of them are linked with each other, and so it's always a lousy story. If you're new to the show, yeah, you haven't heard someone talk like this before. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. If you're lost in the labyrinth, give my office a call. Now, I've got a large seminar tomorrow. I have two spots open, two. $150. It's a lot of money to sit down and listen to me for 7 to 8 hours. The seminar is on longevity. Come, we'll chat with you. Rather, if you're interested, call 714-850-1007. If this show made sense to you, maybe you come to the seminar. I run two different classes. One's tomorrow. The other's in a couple of weeks. Longevity. Radiant longevity. How to live longer and better. We're going to get into the science of it and the strategies around it that work. Well, well. Think about this show today. Happy 2019. 2019. Can you believe it? Yeah. Where does it all go? That's why you need to listen to this show again. Ta-ta.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.